Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR's senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Wagner of the Washington Post. John, usually the opening of a campaign office is kind of ho-hum, but this one by Doug Gansler, the attorney general who's running for governor, was a little bit more edgy, wasn't it?
Well, it certainly turned out that way. Gansler had what I think by, you know, all appearances was a successful event. There were, you know, more than 150 people who came out to a regional office he's established in Forestville and in Prince George's County. And, you know, he made a number of comments that were well received in the room, but when Anthony Brown's supporters read about some of them, they didn't receive them as enthusiastically, let's say, as those in the room had.
Well, it's really sort of part of the game, isn't it, actually? I mean, I suppose the questions arose around the tone. But if you're running against somebody, you're running against their record, and you raise issues about that record that you think are pertinent. And in this case, Mr. Gansler just suggested that Prince George's hadn't benefited as much as it might have with Anthony Brown in the government.
That's right. He made the case that Brown hadn't used his position as lieutenant governor to do all that he could for his home county. You know, he threw in a remark that Brown's actually from Long Island. And then he talked about, you know, some other aspects of the county that he talked about when he was growing up in Maryland, that, you know, it was hard to find a place to shop or a restaurant with a tablecloth in Prince George's, and then he said that really hasn't changed that much. And that was one of the comments that, you know, struck some of the elected officials in Prince George's the wrong way, or at least that's what they said after the fact, that, you know, Gansler was not acknowledging the progress that has been made, and in some cases it wasn't necessarily personal to Anthony Brown, but that they felt he was overlooking a lot of effort on the part of a lot of people in the county.
Well, I think it is a far different county. I remember first coming to Maryland and hearing people talk about Prince George's as kind of a redneck place, but it's one of the largest and wealthiest black majority population counties in the country now, isn't it?
That's right, and it's also a heavily Democratic county, and in fact, the county with the largest number of registered Democrats in Maryland. So that's, you know, another aspect of what's going on here is all three of the candidates, let's not forget Heather Mazier, are going to need to get votes out of Prince George's if they plan to win the primary in June.
How much of a risk do you think Gansler was taking by sort of taking the gloves off, or at least half off?
Well, you know, honestly, I think this was just a case of Doug Gansler being Doug Gansler, and I don't know how much of it was calculated. I mean, you know, he tends to be blunt in just about everything he says and does. And in the context of, you know, the folks in the room, I don't think anyone necessarily thought what he had said was inappropriate. But when you read the comments, it does strike some people a different way.
Thanks very much for talking with us this morning, John. We'll be back to you as we go along.
Thanks for having me.
For John Wagner, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.